A-frame, what do you mean by?
Yeah, they're shaped like an A, you know. Little stands there.
Yeah, I don't know. I
sometimes see them out on the roads here, you know, when they ever have like a warning, you know, for like when they're working on the sides of the roads, they have those little A-frame shaped things.
Man, I don't know what you call it. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I might recognize some of the names that others call it.
Okay.
Like crocus, I couldn't think of that, but that's exactly what, very expressive.
You hear that word used very much down here?
Crocus sack.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's common, very common. I got two crocus sacks out in the barn now. I use it to get oysters in.
Okay. You would straighten your hair with a comb and also a
brush.
You would sharpen a razor on a leather
strap. Some people call it a strop.
You ever hear it used very much around here, strop?
Oh, yeah. When I was young, I heard that, but it's a strap, what I would say. Razor strap.
What do you put in a revolver?
Bullet?
Okay, if I were saying they were using live ammunition, they were just, they weren't using live ammunition, they were just firing blank what?
Blank shells.
A plank laid over a trestle for children to play on. That thing goes up and down.
Sawhorse?
Yeah, and, right. Do you ever hear of any other words for that? You know, when they go up and down?
Yep, sawhorse rattle, that's called.
What do you call a lumber plank fixed at both ends that children used to jump on, that children used to jump up and down on?
You said both ends?
Yeah, it's fixed at both ends and it was sort of springy and kids would jump up and down on.
Springboard?
Do you ever, you ever hear of it called a juggling board?
No.
Okay.
You use a springboard over where you go dive in the water. You use it like a diving board. That's what we call springboard.
What about one that's affixed to both ends? You ever hear of one of those? You know,
what?
Two ends. There is a board that'd be like, have two ends that are held together and the kids would jump up and down.
And I think I've seen that done, but that's not a common thing in this area, or with me at least.
There might be a plank that is anchored in the middle to a post or a stump. Children get on each end and spin around it. What would you call that?
Well, it's not a merry-go-round, but it's a principle of I can't think what the common name would be used for, but that's quite common in playgrounds for children.
Did you ever hear it referred to as a flying Jenny?
Yes, sir, I have. I certainly have.
What about a flying Dutchman?
I think even both words are descriptive of that. I think I've recognized it.
Or a whirl gig?
Yeah, same thing. I've heard that also.
Ruddy horse?
Yeah, I've heard that too. That's those are all describe that one thing.
Now, let's say if these kids are on this seesaw, what are they doing? Or what
seesaw.
You call it? Yeah, right. And what's that word you use for it? Sawhorse, right?
Sawhorse, yeah.